This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin ended their summit in Geneva early today, with Biden describing it as good and positive. Putin, speaking through an interpreter, also described the meeting as constructive. Biden said the next several months would serve as a test of whether relations between the two countries can improve. He said there were disagreements, but in his words, was not done in a hyperbolic atmosphere, adding that no threats were made during the meeting. Putin denies U.S. accusations of election meddling and cyber attacks, including ransomware attacks on American businesses that U.S. intelligence agencies concluded may be coming from within Russian territories. Biden emphasized the last thing Putin wants now is a Cold War. Meantime, President Putin said Wednesday that jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny got what he deserved when he was sentenced to prison. Navalny, Putin's most prominent political foe, was arrested in January when he returned from Germany, where he had been treated at a Berlin hospital for 5 months while recovering from a poisoning. Navalny contends Russian agents applied the nerve agent Novichok to his underwear in August, a claim Moscow has denied. Then in February, Navalny was handed a 2.5-year prison term for violating terms of a suspended sentence he had been given after a 2014 embezzlement conviction he has claimed is politically motivated. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. China is set to send the first 3 crew members to its new space station on Thursday. The mission is the 3rd of 11 to add more sections to the station and send up crews and supplies. The mission builds on experience China gained from earlier operating 2 experimental space stations. It also landed a probe on Mars last month that carried a rover, which earlier brought back the first lunar samples by any country's space program since the 1970s. Hong Kong police arrested 5 directors of an Apple Daily newspaper early Thursday morning, including its editor-in-chief. According to local media reports, in the latest blow to the newspaper's jailed owner, Jimmy Lai, the move is the latest blow to Apple Daily after authorities last month directed Lai's shares in Next Digital, publisher of the newspaper, to be frozen. Lai was arrested in August last year and later charged under the national security law imposed by China on its freest city. The pro-democracy activist's assets were also frozen under the same law. He has been in jail since December after being denied bail in a separate national security trial. He faces 3 charges under the new law, including collusion with a foreign country. The European Union announced it is recommending that member nations lift COVID-19 restrictions on tourists from the United States, potentially making it easier for U.S. tourists to travel to Europe. Non-essential travel from the U.S. and other nations had been banned in the EU as a precaution to avoid the spread of the virus that causes COVID-19. But EU member representatives meeting in Brussels agreed Wednesday to add the U.S. to the list of nations from which the ban may be lifted. The recommendation is non-binding, and national governments have authority to require test results or vaccination records and to set other entry conditions. Vaccination efforts in the United States have been a slog, or become a slog, rather, even as a new variant is trying to take hold. Federal authorities are warning of the rise of the Delta variant of COVID-19, in particular in pockets of the United States with low vaccination rates. In Texas, the rolling average of newly confirmed infections has roughly doubled since May 31st to nearly 2,000 this week. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Also, additional information at the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News. We'll be right back.